More than 950,000 people so far have signed up for coverage on the New York State Health Exchange, and many consumers are slowly but steadily finding their way to medical offices at a time when doctors and insurers are squaring off over how to treat patients effectively and economically. The architects of Obamacare pledged the healthcare overhaul would improve care while lowering costs. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on one area where patients, doctors, and insurers are trying to figure out what that means.
Emma, where's your smile? In mommy's car? There you go. Good job.
Staten Island dance studio owner Andrea Wachholz spends her days on her feet coaching budding ballerinas. But it's been hard for her to stay on her toes.
Except keep your chin lifted so your book's not falling off your head.
She's had an on-again, off-again bug since December. At one point, she had stomach pain she thought was an ulcer, and she closed the studio and canceled all her classes.
I have no idea what it is, but it's not good. So I need to go get that checked out.
It took Wachholz months to get covered on the new state health exchange after her policy was canceled last year. Now she's discovering finding a doctor isn't so easy either.
There are so many doctors right here in this neighborhood, but yet they're not part of the network.
There are several reasons for this, but the biggest is that New York is aggressively letting insurance plans narrow down physician networks in order to control costs on the health exchange. All those plans are essentially HMOs, health maintenance organizations, with insurers tightly controlling physician networks and giving patients no out-of-network benefit, even if they're willing to spend more.
Life is changing.
James Nickman is president of the New York State Health Foundation. He says narrow networks might not be popular, but they're the future. Already, they're one of the main ways New York has driven down individual health insurance premiums by 40%.
You have access to fewer physicians, maybe fewer hospitals, and in return, we'll get lower premiums and maybe lower copays at times.
State regulators say they make sure patients have plenty of doctors to choose from, and they say they've gotten few formal complaints. But Dr. Sam Unterricht says giving insurers the upper hand will lead to longer waits for medical appointments and less time with patients.
The networks are not going to be adequate.
Unterricht is a Brooklyn-based eye doctor and the former president of one of the state's main lobbying groups for physicians.
It's going to be difficult to find a doctor in your geographic area that spends time with you and does a good job.
That might be true for specialists like Unterricht, who hang out their own shingle. But Nickman says over time, these narrow networks will change how doctors do business and how patients get care, with more and more physicians consolidating into larger practices to cut costs and to stay in network. These bigger groups will have more patients to handle, but he says they'll also do things like offer longer hours in order to satisfy both consumers and insurers.
When you get to that point where it's in the interest of the provider to make sure people are using care efficiently, I bet you see them staying open late so that their patients don't end up in the emergency room for something that could be taken care of outside of a hospital.
That future has already arrived in some places, but not Staten Island, where Andrea Wachholz lives and works. Wachholz has a doctor she'd like to see for this bug that won't go away, but he hasn't decided whether he'll accept her new coverage because he can't nail down what rates her insurer will pay. Wachholz doesn't blame him for being cautious.
He explained to me that once they send him all of the information, then he'll have to look at it from a business standpoint to see, is it feasible for him to even go with them? I mean, from a business standpoint, I can understand that.
So for the time being, Wachholz says she'll just go ahead and see him anyway. And since he's out of network, she won't use her insurance at all. She'll just pay him $100 out of pocket for the office visit.
If I go to someone I don't want to see, I'm going to have to basically pay out of pocket anyway because I have to pay my deductible. So I may as well go to someone that I do want to see and pay them.
Wachholz says at least she has a safety net for emergencies. And over time, she'll see which insurance plans her doctor takes and which kind of medical practice, small or large, makes the most sense for her healthcare needs. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.